Mr. Chair, I have the honor to speak on behalf of the European Union and its member states. The former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, Montenegro, Albania, Bosnia and Herzegovina, as well as Ukraine and Georgia, aligned themselves with this statement. Mr. Chair, we are deeply concerned over continued non-compliance by some contracting parties with their financial obligations, and once again urge them to pay their contributions in full and on time, and to settle their arrears without delay. We are grateful for your proposals to put this important convention on a more solid financial footing. We call for the full implementation of last year's financial measures and hope that this meeting will be in the position to take the necessary decisions to ensure adequate financial liquidity in the meantime. The EU and its member states have a long-standing commitment to the CCW and its protocols. They play a very important role in the implementation of IHL. The CCW is a unique international instrument gathering diplomatic, legal and military expertise with the wide participation of governments, regional and international organizations, civil society, academia and industry. This makes it an appropriate forum for responding to alleged violations and addressing new developments in the field of weapons technology. Information exchange, transparency and building confidence are essential tools to enhance implementation and compliance, and in this respect we encourage all high contracting parties to fulfill their obligations, improve the rate and quality of national reporting, and engage in discussion on national implementation. We note with some concern the slowing pace of ratifications to the CCW and its protocols, and call on all states to accede to these important IHL instruments. We reiterate our concern over the increasing impact of attacks with IEDs worldwide and their indiscriminate use and effects, in particular in the perpetration of terrorist acts. We encourage all states to take stringent national measures to prevent the supply of weapons and explosive precursors to terrorists. The EU will continue to provide capacity building assistance to third countries to counter the impact of IEDs. We continue to be concerned at the humanitarian impact and the heavy consequences on social and economic development arising from the indiscriminate and disproportionate use of motor pump. We acknowledge that motor pump are legitimate weapons, provided that they are used in a manner that ensures the protection of civilians in accordance with IHL. We believe that motor pump should remain on the CCW agenda for further discussions. We recognize the challenges associated with the use of explosive weapons in densely populated areas and their impact on civilians. We call on all parties to armed conflict to fully comply with IHL principles and rules. We appreciate the recent efforts to give further attention to the issue, raise awareness and share information with the aim to protect the civilian populations and civilian objects from the effects of hostilities and to enhance compliance with IHL. We support the continuation of discussions on this matter within the CCW. The European Union remains gravely concerned over the situation in Syria, which is causing unacceptable suffering for civilian populations. We condemn the alleged use of air-delivered incendiary weapons against civilians or military targets located within the concentration of civilians in Syria. We call on all states not yet party to join Protocol 3 and fully comply with its provisions. We recall that international law, in particular IHL and international humanitarian and international human rights law, fully applies to all existing and emerging weapons systems, and that states remain responsible and accountable for their use in armed conflict. Human control is essential to ensure compliance with fundamental IHL principles. We welcome the agreed guiding principles by the 2018 GGE on laws. We support further work towards substantive recommendations and options within the framework of the CCW. The European Union supports gender mainstreaming, and in this regard, we welcome the increased consideration of gender issues at this year's UN General Assembly First Committee. I thank you, Mr. Chair.